We have been playing the new single by Leanne Womack, and I am just falling in love with it, so I'm very happy to have her as our guest this afternoon. Would you welcome Leanne Womack? Hello, Leanne.
How are you?
I am doing great. Hey, congratulations on Last Call. It's a beautiful single.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like it. It's one of my favorite things I've recorded, and I was really happy they chose it as the first single from the record.
But it's so sad.
Well, I love traditional country music, and I love the themes and the sounds, you know, sonically, the way country records have sounded over the years, and so this is very reflective of that.
Oh, it sure is. I can tell that you're a classic country lover from your last album cover. I love that shot. It just brought me back to the 60s and 70s.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. You know what's funny about those album cover shoots is that picture that ended up on the cover was sort of at the end of the roll, and it was a kind of a throwaway shot. It wasn't
really?
That we were considering, and then it ended up being the cover. So those things are really funny the way they work out.
How cool is that? The single Last Call is from an upcoming album, which we are looking forward to, Call Me Crazy. That should come out sometime in October, right?
The record comes out October 21st, and you're right, it is called Call Me Crazy. And it has a lot of music on it, of course. It has a duet with George Strait.
Wow.
And called Everything But Quit. And then there's a song with Keith Urban called The Bees. And I have my daughter singing on a song called The Story of My Life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's a really cool collection of music.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about your music in just a second, but you're also actually talking about something a little different this morning. We're talking about a new line of Banquet Select Recipe Meals. Tell us about that, and why are you involved in this?
Well, Banquet Select Recipes is a new line of meals that they're already in the grocery store now, though. They approached me when I was making this record about working with them, and I tried the meals out, and they worked so well for my family that it's really something that I want to share with people. And I'm constantly trying to figure out how I can balance being a mom and working, having a career and everything. And,
oh, sure.
It's a constant struggle. And one of the things that always seems to be a thorn in our side is, what are we going to do for dinner? What are we going to do for dinner? I mean, this is a question that we ask over and over again and don't get a lot of help on. So I found out when I was making this record that I could, you know, work all day and still take a break and have a hot meal with my family. And these meals are $1.50 a meal, which is really unheard of in this kind of with the economy the way it is, and so it really helps out a lot, and it saves you time and saves you money, and you can have those good old comfort foods that we like to feed our families, like pot roast and chicken parmesan and things like that.
Good stuff. And the line is called So Good for So Little.
Yes, that's their campaign that they're doing right now to promote the select recipes.
Well, we will definitely make sure to try out some of those, and we invite our listeners to do that as well. Is that something that you might take with you on the road when you're on that tour bus, Leanne?
Absolutely. It's a great thing that you can take with you, to take it to work, which is for me on the tour bus, but you can also take them to work at your office. And again, they have great vegetables in them, which is hard to get that kind of a meal, a full, well-balanced meal that easily. So it's a good thing to take with you.
For $1.50, that just seems so unbelievably low price. Do you need to eat a couple of these to fill you up, or do you get a pretty good sized portion?
Oh no, that's a full meal. Yeah, I'm gonna send them to work with Frank, so he'll stop going out for meals every day.
Well, good luck with that. We will look for those in our grocer's freezer. Tell me a little bit more about the album, because I'm really excited about that. I know you were just up in our neck of the woods not too long ago, downstate, filming the video in New York. How did that go?
Went great. I'm really proud of the video. I like for people to know that I take country music to places where either it's not or people aren't that familiar with it, and I'm always trying to preach the gospel, so to speak, of country music, and I really, I think it's a great format, something that families can share. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
You can listen to it with your kids, you can go to concerts with your kids, and so, I mean, I really, really believe in country music, so I like to take it different places, and New York's one of those places.
You know, you would think, it would surprise me, the last time I was down in New York City to do a radio thing, I expected to be joined by all these other radio stations that play country music in New York, but there's hardly any.
No, there's not a country station in New York now, so I'm trying to be that station.
You got it. Well, Leanne, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We will look for Call Me Crazy out in stores on October 21st. The single Last Call, good luck with that. Are you going to be out on the road to promoting the album and the single?
Yep, I sure will be out on the road. I already am. And you can check my website at leannewomack.com for tour dates. And, I'll be out there over the next year playing and seeing the people and hopefully having a really good time.
Well, good luck with that. We'll put a link up on the WCJW website so folks can get there easily.
Great.
And good luck with the single, and thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.